This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Concern about threats and security are growing following the attempted assassination of former U.S. President Donald Trump. VOA National Security Correspondent Jeff Selden.
Even as U.S. officials, from the president to the director of the FBI, promised to bring all resources to bear in the investigation of the attempted assassination, there's a growing concern about the threats to the U.S. moving forward.
Although the rhetoric regarding threats of violence was already increased online, we're seeing that tick up.
FBI Deputy Director Paula Bate.
We're also focused on the continuing efforts, which were already substantial, given that there are national special security events on the upcoming conventions in Chicago, in Milwaukee, to work with Secret Service in the lead to play our part in protecting the people and the facilities and the events there as well.
U.S. Homeland Security officials have been warning for years that the risk of an attack on a campaign event or a political candidate has been high, with the most likely offender a lone actor motivated by some sort of grievance. Jeff Selden, VOA News, Washington.
Bomb-making materials found in a vehicle at the home of a Trump rally shooting suspect.
The suspect's been identified as 20-year-old Thomas Matthew Crooks of Bethel Park, Pennsylvania. Sources tell the Associated Press bomb-making materials were found inside his vehicle and at his home. At an early morning news conference, Lieutenant Colonel George Bivens, the Pennsylvania State Police Deputy Commissioner, said there was much to learn about the suspect and his motivation.
The single greatest priority would be to identifying a motive and whether there was anyone else involved.
Investigators believe the firearm that Crooks used had been purchased by his father at least 6 months ago. I'm Jackie Quinn.
This is VOA News. Four people were wounded when a suspected attacker rammed into a bus stop in central Israel on Sunday. The incident came amid intensified Israeli operations in Gaza and uncertainty over the progress of truce talks. Rachel Judah reports.
The suspect, who police believe to be a resident of East Jerusalem, was shot and neutralized by security forces at the scene. Here's a Central District Commander, Avi Bitton.
You can see behind me the site of the ramming attack. A terrorist drove this vehicle here, arrived and committed a ramming attack. To our great sorrow, he severely injured three and critically injured one other. I wish a quick recovery to the wounded here.
Police said they were searching the area near the city of Ramla for possible accomplices. Violence has increased in Israel over the course of its military campaign in Gaza against Hamas, which attacked southern Israel on October the 7th.
That is Reuters' Rachel Judah reporting. The new British Foreign Secretary called for an immediate ceasefire in Gaza during a visit to Israel in the Palestinian territory Sunday. His second international trip since Labour's resounding victory in elections earlier in the month. David Lammy said the ongoing war in Gaza is intolerable and stressed in meetings with Israel and Palestinian leadership that Britain wants to assist with diplomatic efforts, securing a ceasefire deal and creating the space for a credible and irreversible pathway towards a two-state solution. The Olympic torch made a surprise appearance at France's Bastille Day celebrations on Sunday, AP correspondent Karen Chalmers reports.
Just days before the French capital hosts the Olympic Summer Games, the torch relay joined up with thousands of soldiers, sailors, rescuers and medics marching in Paris beneath roaring fighter jets. The anniversary marks the start of the French Revolution and the end of the French monarchy in 1789. The celebrations offered French President Emmanuel Macron a moment of distraction from recent political turmoil. Recent snap elections have left France with a deadlocked parliament and no one clearly in charge. The Prime Minister could leave office within days, while the left-wing alliance that won the most seats is struggling to agree on a proposed replacement. I'm Karen Chamas.
China and Russian naval forces Sunday kicked off a joint exercise at a military port in southern China Sunday, according to the official news agency, days after NATO allies called Beijing a decisive enabler of the war in Ukraine. The Chinese Defense Ministry said in a brief statement, forces from both sides recently patrolled the western and northern Pacific Ocean, and the operation had nothing to do with the international and regional situations and didn't target any third party. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.